Welcome to Celebrating Holidays with Angie Mosteller. Today's program is from the Celebrating Christmas series. Let's join Angie as she discusses the history of gifts.
The Bible teaches every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Surely no greater gift has ever been given to the world than Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus, the Son of God, came into the world in genuine flesh and blood, and he willingly gave up this flesh and blood in death to save his people. This truth is recognized when believers eat of the bread, Christ's body, and drink of the wine, Christ's blood, of communion, or the Eucharist. How fitting that many Christian churches refer to the bread and wine as the gifts. Though the practice of giving gifts on Christmas seems like a natural response to God's great example, the practice of gift-giving in America comes from a surprising source. It is actually rooted in the European celebration of St. Nicholas Day on December 6th. St. Nicholas served as Archbishop of Myra, a harbor city in modern-day Turkey, in the 4th century. After his death on December 6th, stories of his charity and generosity spread throughout Europe. By the 12th century, people throughout the continent were giving gifts in his name, in other words, anonymously. The practice of gift-giving on St. Nicholas Day remains firmly rooted in many countries. However, in America, the tradition was transferred to Christmas, as was St. Nicholas. Since Christmas was a celebration of the birth of Christ, God's gift to the world, and since the wise men set a biblical precedent of giving during the season, the transfer was quite natural. Furthermore, St. Nicholas is said to have set a beautiful example of biblical giving. He gave to those in need, and he gave in secret. The book of Proverbs records, "He who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth, and he who gives gifts to the rich, both come to poverty." Often, the tendency to overlook the poor is rooted in the belief that the poor can give nothing in return. They certainly cannot increase our wealth. Yet Jesus taught the following about giving. "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' The king will reply, 'I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.'" Jesus taught that giving to those in need is actually credited to us as if we gave to him. Though people in need cannot return the favor, Jesus is one who can and will reward us on their behalf. Furthermore, consider Jesus' example. He gave his very life for us. And since the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, there is really nothing of material value that we have to offer him. During this season, let us consider how we can follow the Lord's example and give generously, particularly to those in need who can offer nothing in return.
Thank you for joining the Celebrating Christmas program with Angie Mosteller. If you would like more information about Christmas history, please visit celebratingholidays.com.